This is VOA News with Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It is the opening salvo of retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. More from VOA's Jeff Selden.
A U.S. military official tells VOA the goal of these strikes was to inflict a major disruption by hitting facilities that Iranian-backed groups depend on to hit the U.S. And while taking out militia leaders and fighters may not have been the goal,
we made these strikes tonight with an idea that there would likely be casualties associated with people inside those facilities.
Lieutenant General Douglas Sims with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the initial assessment of the strikes shows the U.S. hit exactly what it meant to. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswar tells us more about the timing of the strikes.
Less than 3 hours before the strike, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended the dignified transfer of three U.S. Army reservists. They were killed Sunday in a drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that the U.S. attributes to the Islamic resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group backed by Iran. The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia, where all three slain soldiers were from. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. North Korea said it tested cruise missiles outfitted with new super large warheads and a new type of anti-aircraft missile. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The latest test continues a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rival South Korea worried. South Korea's military says that it did detect the North launching multiple cruise missiles. Analysts say that North Korea's emphasis on the new super-large warhead could imply that these missiles are intended to be armed with nuclear weapons. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's top diplomat says that his country could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be years-long talks between Israel and Palestinians on a two-state solution. Foreign Secretary David Cameron, speaking to the Associated Press during a visit Thursday to Lebanon, intended to tamp down regional tensions and said no recognition could come while Hamas remained in Gaza, but that it could take place while Israeli negotiations with Palestinian leaders were still ongoing. A U.S. federal judge has postponed former President Donald Trump's March trial on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Judge Tanya Chutkan vacated the March 4th trial date in the case brought by Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith, but did not immediately set a new date. That creates an opening for a separate case in New York charging Trump in connection with hush money payments to a porn actor to proceed first. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has yet to resolve a pending appeal from Trump, arguing that he is immune from prosecution for actions he took in the White House. It's not clear when the three-judge panel might rule, but a ruling in favor of prosecutors that permits the case to move forward is expected to be appealed by the Trump team, likely resulting in additional delays. Norman Hall, Washington.
The United Nations says members of an armed group fired on a UN helicopter in eastern Congo, injuring two South African peacekeepers, one seriously. The UN spokesman, Stephane Dujarric, says that the UN peacekeeping department assumes the attack early Friday was carried out by members of the M23 rebel group in the Karuba region of North Kivu province. And eastern Congo has struggled with armed violence for decades. Conflict spiked in late 2021. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.